New Jersey real estate headlines. NJ Realtor commission rates hold below national average 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in New Jersey is 5.20%, below the national average. New Jersey real estate professionals can benchmark their fee structures against verified local market data rather than national figures. Review the full survey findings at ht://listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-New-Jersey/. New Jersey real estate headlines. NJ commission rates in focus, what realtors should know for 2026. A new guide breaks down what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in New Jersey and how they can save. Understanding commission trends helps New Jersey real estate professionals stay competitive and transparent with clients. Review the full breakdown at /www.realestatewitch.com/average-real-estate-commission-New-Jersey/New-Jersey-real-estate-headlines. Camden County Clerk's online property records now available for NJ Real Estate Pros. The Camden County Clerk's Office has made property records from 1978 to present available in an online database that updates nightly. NJ real estate professionals can now access Camden County property records remotely rather than visiting the clerk's office in person, streamlining due diligence and transaction timelines. Search the database at gta.camdencounty.com/service/county-clerk/online-property-records. New Jersey real estate headlines. Ocean County Library offers free NJ property records access for real estate pros. Ocean County Library provides free access to statewide New Jersey property records and maps, including ownership data, historical records from 1989 to present, tax maps, zoning maps, GIS tools, and FEMA flood zone information. Real estate professionals gain no-cost access to comprehensive property intelligence, including wetlands, flood zones, and historical assessments, critical for due diligence, valuation, and client advisement across New Jersey. Visit any Ocean County Library location to access this funded database at ht://theoceancountylibrary.org/node/528. New Jersey real estate headlines. NJ agents, how commissions work and who pays. Bankrate. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of the home sale price, and who covers the cost. Understanding commission structures helps NJ professionals clearly communicate their value to clients in a competitive market. Review the full breakdown at www.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commissions. New Jersey Real Estate Updates. NJ Commission Guide, How Agents Can Optimize Earnings Amid Market Shifts. Calibre Real Estate published a guide covering average commission rates in New Jersey, factors that affect them, and strategies agents can use to optimize earnings while staying informed on legal changes and market trends. Understanding commission dynamics helps NJ agents price their services competitively and adapt to evolving regulations that directly impact their income. Review the full guide to benchmark your commission strategy against current NJ market conditions. realestate.com/career-hub/blog/average-real-estate-commission-New-Jersey. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000, $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.